Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here, host of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with the lovely, the sweet, the kind, the half Canadian, Suzanne Bandick, or the former, the recovering, that's what I'm gonna start calling you and your hubby, the recovering Canadians. She is one of our mindset coaches. And I hate to say this because, you know, I really like talking crap about Canadians, but I have to be honest first and foremost. Probably the nicest person on our staff. We have some nice people. I think Suzanne is probably the kindest and sweetest. What say you, Suzanne?
Hello, everybody.
No pressure, by the way. Yeah, I have the whole thing I was going to say, but I'm going to let it slide. We're going to stick on topic for once. So, but a couple reasons. I love having Suzanne and Tracy on. It's funny because I think a lot of what we do that attracts all y'all as owners of cleaning companies is how do I get clients and how do I get customers and how do I make more money? And all that's super important. Like, I don't want anyone to think that we're pretending like it's not, because it is. But the content that we give, this podcast is so much content, and we've got hundreds of thousands, well, millions of downloads, and yet millions of lives aren't changed, right? And it's like, well, why is that, right? Is it, what's lacking? And the difference between the podcast listeners and the people that really get results, i.e. our clients, are with our clients, almost we force them, but we, you know, for free, I can just give you whatever content. No, this is really good content, but if you don't change who you are, it's not going to work, but you didn't give me any money, so I don't owe you anything, right? you feel good. You don't go change your life. Life suck. The big difference between podcast listeners and our clients is our clients get a lot, as much mindset work and working on them as owners as they do the content of how to do it and the systems and the processes. So I want to make sure that we start giving you guys more of that to the best of our ability, right? It's really hard to do mindset work with other humans, one to many, but we're going to try. So Suzanne and Tracy are mindset coaches. You'll see them and you've seen them and they're great. We're going to have them on more often. And our pre-work for the show is typically me going, hey, smart person, what do you want to talk about? And then they say something genius. And I go, yes, let's talk about that. So that's what we did today. And I asked Suzanne and she, I'll just let you say what you said, because I thought it was so good. And we'll just dive right in.
Well, let's talk about success mindset today. Have you ever had the morning where you get up and things happen to you in your day, and then you get to the end of the day and you, holy goodness, what happened to my day? It was a mess. I didn't do anything. Well, we can put in some habits in place that will help prevent that from happening so much.
Let me translate that into a way I've heard and seen people's eyes light up. This is for us married folk. You leave your house at 7 a.m, eyes bright, ready to go. Your spouse gives you a hug and say, go get them, baby. And you go out there and you hustle, hustle, hustle. And you get back at 6 and put the kids or whatever. And it's nighttime and you're in bed with your husband or your wife. And you're like, I am exhausted. And they go, what'd you do? And you're like, well, I don't know. I could list a bunch of things that happened in the day, but like, what rocks did you move up a hill? What moved forward in your life and your business? You're like, I don't know. I know I'm exhausted. I know I was out of the house for 12 hours, but it's a little fuzzy in there. So if any of you are going, okay, maybe that's been more than one day in my life or 2 days in my life, maybe more than 2 days this week. I have high hopes Suzanne's going to be able to put some guardrails up to help that not happen. Did I totally oversell it, Suzanne, or is that where we're at?
No, I mean, that's very frustrating. It's very real for so many of us, and it's extremely frustrating. And then you wake up the next morning and you're like, oh gosh, it's going to be the same thing again. How do you get out of it?
Yeah, and let me, just so you guys, because I'm always wondering, I always want to know anytime I listen to anyone that's going to coach me, like, what do they do? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so funny, I was mentioning Suzanne's the nicest person in the world. It'd be really tough to take her coaching if offline she was like cursing and our stupid clients and just like, it'd be like, oh, even if she's somehow a good coach, I would feel gross about it, right? Like, I can vouch that this lady's consistent. And I'm going to brag on her hubby, Sean, because he ain't here, right? If I do it to his face, he'll get a big head. But so don't let this get back to him. He's one of our coaches on the enrollment side, not on the mindset side. And you know me, entrepreneur, I'm always like, why don't we just do 1,000 appointments a day? We've got so many people that want in, let's help them all. And Sean, to his credit, is so good at focusing and working and then taking a break. He'll say stuff. And again, a lot of people to their boss would think, oh, I could never say that. He'll say stuff like, I'm gonna go spend some time in my garden. I'm not going to work for the next hour. And I freaking love that about him. So it's just so cool that Suzanne's coaching this stuff and the man that she's chosen to live with and has chosen to live with her kind of lives this stuff, right? They're not, you know, working 80 hours a week, and not that they're perfect by any stretch, but they're living some version of what Suzanne's going to coach you to.
Mike, I say this all the time. I practice and I live the things that I teach. That's how I know often how people are feeling. I've been there. I've been the frustrated route. It doesn't work. It's not satisfying. It doesn't lead to success.
Cool. So from two people that have kind of done it wrong in hustle, 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 rep, you know, what's the hamster on the wheel, run, 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 never get anywhere, and had some success in, holy crap, I can have some work-life balance and actually get stuff done and feel good about the putting my name on a day that I've done. For those of you out there that are like, yeah, I struggle. Hell, give me some tools. Let's do it. Suzanne, the floor is yours.
Great. Thank you. Let's get into it. So the first thing that we deal with is all the things swimming in our head that we know we need to do. So the suggestion is you write it all out. And this is something that's not new. We've heard this before. The question I ask is, are you doing it? So number one, all of the things that are swimming in your head, you need to write them out. Otherwise, you can't focus on one. And you're like, I've got so many things to do. I end up getting nothing done because I can't focus. So number one, write them all out and break them down into manageable steps. Because you can't, if you were going to build an entire automobile, you cannot expect to do that in one day. And you have to break it down.
Let me encourage the listeners. I'm smiling ear to ear for those of you that are listening and not seeing, because Suzanne and I have never had this conversation. And we literally came to the, I'm constantly telling my people, not the write it down part, but the why behind the write it down. When I'm coaching, people will come to me, and this is probably you, they'll go, you know, we're recording this early 2021, COVID and the government's giving money and nobody wants to work and my hiring ad's not working and it's too far and people don't want, so they take 71 fairly simple problems, quite frankly, they bundle them up in one hairy mess and they go, what's the solution? And my answer is always the same. The solutions break it into the 71 little pieces and we'll just talk about one at a time. So,
right.
So funny, Suzanne, I've literally never talked about this, but we coach people the same way. And I'm going to start having people write it down. I just talk like an idiot. So I'm learning from Suzanne on how to be a better coach. So guys, gals, I love when the tactical and the mindset come together, right? Because a lot of times A-type male idiots like me are like, mindset, mindset, mindset. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. And some of the other end of the spectrum, probably more Suzanne's personality might be a little too much like, if I just look at it the right way, it'll be fine. I don't need as much tactics and stuff. I love that good coaches kind of are like, you got to have both, right? If you're not looking at it the right way, the tactics don't matter. If you're looking at it the perfect way but doing the wrong things, you're not going to get anywhere. So love that we came to that same conclusion, guys, gals, to just write it down, separate it out. Don't look at the 4,000 things you need to do and get overwhelmed, because you can't do 4,000 things at once. You can't do two things at once. You can do exactly one without writing it down. We don't know what to do first. And just because, is it fair to go, if we write it all down, we can look at the one thing we have to do, which is fine. But the 28 things mentally, we just take them all. We're ignoring them. We can't have right now. There's 1,000 things I can be doing. I'm right here. I'm with you guys. All the other stuff turned off right now. If I was thinking about that, I'd be completely ineffective. Am I missing what you're laying down?
It's exactly it, Mike. I can tell why you're so successful.
See, this is why I love Suzanne. I'm supposed to be helping coach her, you know, whatever. And she's making me feel great. I'm like, I like Suzanne. I want to hang out with her more.
Okay. And I always come back to what's easy to do is easy not to do. So we carry past stories with us. So if we're saying that, I don't know what to do. I'm so confused. I don't know what to focus on. And we choose not to write everything down, we are going to get more of the same. And we're going to say, see, I told you, I never focus. I never get anything done. And why is that? Is because we're choosing not to do something that could be very simple and change our lives.
Guys, gals, if you didn't get that, or you kind of got it and you're like, that sounded deep, but we're just going to move on. Please don't. Rewind the last minute and a half. Hear it two or three times. If I could say it better, I would. I can't. That was perfect. Please continue, but I don't want to just people be like, oh, that wasn't important. That was super important. Rewind it if you need to. Even Suzanne, if you could just reiterate and sum that up before we move on, because it was so important.
Somebody has to listen when I talk. I can't remember what I said.
All right. Well, luckily, if Suzanne's like, oh, I wasn't paying attention, we have this on recording. So this is your first bit of homework. Rewind that last minute or so.
Hit rewind, people. In fact, grab a paper and a pen right now, because you're going to want to take note of these things. They sound so simple, but an hour from now, you've probably forgotten. What did she say? It sounded pretty good, but gee, I don't remember. So write it down, and I'm going to say, look at it at nighttime and look at it in the morning.
And is it too bold to say, pause right now and write down the things, all the things that you want to do, as opposed to like, oh, as soon as this is over, can we just stop, do that right now? And then we'll be here waiting for you when you come back. Fair?
Absolutely. Sounds like a perfect plan. Do it now.
All right. Pause. Music. Right. We don't have budget for music. So
okay. Okay. La, 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 la. Okay. We're back.
Welcome back, everybody.
And now that you're feeling better and you're feeling lighter.
Yep.
You're like, wow, all this is downloaded out of my head. I can suddenly think again. All right, so let's talk about how a perfect day starts. The perfect success day starts with the night before. So this is the suggestion, and these are the writer downers, everyone, is number one, when your work day is ending, I want you to look at all the things you've written down that are broken down into small, manageable pieces, because if they're not broken down into small, manageable pieces, you're going to say, I can't possibly do that. It's too big. Look at all the things you've written down and decide your three most important things to do tomorrow. And I want you to write those down, because then when you wake up in the morning, you're not saying, oh my gosh, what do I do today? You've got three things written down. You've got clarity.
And we haven't talked about this either, but I would love to get your feedback. For me and for a lot of the folks we coach, entrepreneurs, we tend to make those things too big and set ourselves up to fail. Like build this new software, like do, you know, just these massive projects that are unrealistic. And then we beat the crap out of ourselves when we do it, as opposed to call that guy I was going to talk to on the software. That's it. So for that project, it's big. I'm just going to do this one thing.
That's exactly it, Mike. Again, think in your head of the analogy as if I was going to build an entire automobile, is it realistic to put build automobile on my list for tomorrow? No.
Or build engine.
Right, order parts. Maybe that's step one.
Parts, or even order these two parts. You know what I'm saying? Like break that crap down, baby.
Exactly. The more manageable, the smaller the pieces, the more successful we feel.
And because then if you get it done early and you want to do more stuff, go do it. You've already won. But why? Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I get so excited. You continue.
Exactly. By the way, your three most important things to do are usually business related or things that you feel you have to get done. I'm going to say add one more item that's your fun thing. Okay, so there's one fun thing that you are going to make the time to do tomorrow. Because all work and no play does not make for a fun, successful day.
For sure.
Okay, so at nighttime, number one, there's four things I'm going to give you. I think it's four. Number one, you count them with me, everybody. Number one is write down your three most important things to do tomorrow. And then as you're getting ready for bed, I want you to number one, well, this will be number two, but as you're getting ready for bed, affirm something positive about yourself and your life. Okay, so it can be anything from, I am so excited because everything I touch turns to gold. It can be that big, Or it can be, I'm so excited because I'm getting better every day. Every day is getting better for me, right? Something that's believable. I'm not saying read a list of 20 affirmations, because if you're just reading 20 affirmations and you're not feeling it, it's like, doesn't make any difference in the world. You can read all the affirmations you want till the cows come home and it won't change your life. But if you pick one and you feel its empowerment, that will change your life.
And I want to encourage you guys, and I love being on with Suzanne, because we are in our natural state, I think, very just opposite ends of the spectrum, right? Not right or wrong, just different. The things I bring to the table are just not what Suzanne does, and so vice versa. So it's so cool when we're very different, you know, politically. Not that Suzanne would know, she's too good to live in the United States, but I'm sure in most countries there's, you know, the one side and the other, and they fight like mad, you know, cats and dogs. So, but when they, you know what I'm saying? So if I agree with someone that agrees with me, who cares? But when I agree on something from someone that's completely different than me, most other things, like, okay, that thing is probably likely going to be true because that's where they're at. Like, so I want to encourage you. When I was younger, heard this great coaching, just like Suzanne said, generally, and she gave a great specific of before you go to bed, pick one thing that's positive. And the cynical, quite frankly, immature Mike would go, oh, but does that really help? But blah, 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 blah. Like, if it was easy to do, it was easy not to do. And I, you know, it's no big deal. The more I've grown as a leader, the more I've realized that starts here in me, in my heart, in my head. And when I truly have that belief, it flows out to Suzanne and the team. So young Mike, if something didn't go wrong, would be like, what's going on? Why are you doing this? And a lot of judging and negativity. And, you know, people may respond okay to that, but they're responding well in spite of it, not because of it. And now when I've got all this positivity, and that's where I'm naturally coming from, as you all start leading your team, it's impossible to, in your internal dialogue, to be, this sucks, that sucks, everyone sucks, it's not my fault, what's going on, why is everyone stupid, these kinds of things, or why am I stupid? And then to be positive leader, it's impossible. So you got to start with being able to lead yourself. And I love that specific, easy to do, right? There's zero people listening like, oh, Suzanne, you don't understand my background, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good. Every single one of you listening right now, as you go to bed, can pick one thing about you yourself that you're like, I'm proud of that, I'm excited about that. So there's so much genius buried into it. And again, I'm making a big deal, because 20 year ago, Mike would have been like, bull crap. So I'm trying to speak for him and to him or her.
Right.
Trust me, guy, trust me, gal, the lady talking is smart. Continue. So the guy talking will shut up, let the smart lady go. Continue.
Mike, it's so true, because all of these things are little habits. And we can have the habits of not doing them and the habits of the negative stuff, or we can create with awareness the habits of the things that will serve us. And what I'm going to say to everyone is, give this a month. Say, you can say, Suzanne doesn't know what she's talking about, but you know what? I'm going to prove her wrong. And just do what I suggest. Read your list, do it morning and night, and let's just see at the end of a month how you're feeling and what's going on. So, by the way, what we're doing here is we are taking control from the inside. We are choosing how we want to show up and how we want to make our day. We are not letting all the outside forces control us. All the outside influences. So one of the things I'm going to suggest is, before bed, like an hour before, no phone, no news, no outside distractions of, oh my gosh, the world is going to, you know, to pot. This is happening. That's happening. That's not where you want to focus. That doesn't necessarily have to play an impact on you. So forget it. Don't be looking at it. Same thing in the morning. You do not reach for your cell phone or turn on the news first thing in the morning. Because
as far as the news goes, especially during this whole COVID nonsense, I might be like 24 hours before you go to bed. Let's not listen to the news. Like,
yeah.
That would be the hour. But.
Well, I personally never listen to the news.
Same here, sister.
I don't read the newspaper. I if it's important, I'm going to find out about it anyway. Because I'm choosing to live a different life, and I'm choosing to live the life that I want to live. Remember, I said I live this stuff.
Twitter and Facebook, A, you don't have to engage with them at all. B, if you do, you still get to choose the channel that you're going to turn on, right? Because, like, if, I'm sure there's news outlets online, you know, God forbid on TV, but that have positive news and good things that are coming. So it's okay to tune into those. It's, you know, it's not news. It's not information that we're upset about. And I'm not here to slam this news station or that one. It's just, they get paid for eyeballs, and it's a lot easier to get eyeballs of, here's the things that you need to be terrified of. So their agenda typically is not your agenda. Their agenda is to get eyeballs and do their job, which is fine. That's their job and it's okay, but we don't have to participate. Right. So stupid stuff. Like my wife makes fun of me. She likes looking at like murder mysteries. I don't know about it was you ladies, but they love the murder mysteries and who did that. I'm like, I don't want to see images of my fellow humans hurting my other fellow humans. I want to look at Suzanne and think of her as a sweet person, and how can I serve her? And she probably wants to serve me, and she's the best. Not what is she going to steal from me or hurt me or do something terrible. So again, that might be a little extreme, but what we let into our brain has a lot to do with what comes out. And again, I don't want to get political on this whole COVID thing, but I feel like to me, it's been a 2 out of 10. And I'm not saying it's not a big deal and people aren't getting sick and people aren't dying and it's awful. Please don't hear me saying that. But, and if and when I got sick, I deal with it at that point, right? Or my family or something right. Like that. But I think the fear of the daggum thing, and again, this isn't about COVID, it's about life. The fear of the thing, whatever it is, COVID, the economy, the government, the taxes, whatever it is, right? All the crap is worse than the thing. Go ahead.
On a next podcast, we're going to talk about fear.
Done. We get Lindsay to book you again. I want to do that fear one. That's great. Okay. I'm going to interrupt till the cows come home. We'll never get anything done. Continue with the four. Keep going, girl.
Okay. I'm just going to review quickly and then we'll finish the four for nighttime. Okay. So number one, you've written down everything, three things that you need to do tomorrow that are business related, one thing that's fun.
Well, number one, we've taken our big hairy things and broken them down into small things.
Exactly.
That's so important, guys, gals. Don't forget that. Go ahead.
Small doable things so we can feel successful that they're done versus, see, it's too much. I can't get anything done. It's the choice. Okay, so we've broken all that down. Now we come into the evening. Three most important things to do, one fun thing to do. So you've got four things on your list that are most to do, most important to do tomorrow. Then you're going to find something, some positive affirmation that you want to say to yourself. Write it out, put it on your mirror, wherever you have to, whatever you have to do to remember it. The third thing is I want you to think of from 1 to 3 things that you are happy with from your day.
I love that.
Okay, because so often at night, and trust me, I used to do this. Don't ask me. I was positive and then I got switched somehow. And then I realized something was going on. Honestly, it was years later, but I was starting to do the, oh, but I didn't do this. Oh, but this was crap. Oh, but no. What we need to do just before we go to bed is focus on what happened right.
Can you give us 3 or 4 examples of what that might look and feel like?
1 to 3 things. So you've got, I'm so happy that I got this task done, or I saw this person and made a difference in their life, or I sent the note like I said I would send, or I made the phone call like I said I would do, right? Pick the wins.
Let me encourage you how easy this is. It's so funny, we should talk more, but we're doing the exact same thing. It's so parallel. We used to do that. In our training, every week we get on, I'll coach and help our clients. And we started, and it was a lot of, I don't know, it's just, you know, because our training is pretty intense. And it's a lot, you know, it's 20 years of my experience packed into about 9 weeks. So a lot of times I get overwhelmed and scared and things are, we're going to talk about fear next time. I can't wait. And it's just instantly into what I haven't done, right? Because there's so much we give to do, and they're instantly on the gap of the difference between what I should have done, what I've done. All we started to do is adding celebrations. And it's funny how, just like Suzanne said, give it a try, see how it goes. At the beginning, no one had celebrations. And then I said, I'm not going to coach you until I get a celebration. Like, you've been living and breathing on this earth for 7 days since we last spoke. Not one good thing happened to you. Fine. You know, we got a new puppy. Well, you got a new puppy, like, or whatever, you know, like, exactly. Begrudgingly, they're like, fine. And now I can't stop them. Now there's like 9, they've got more than one. And we're like, oh, it's taking forever to get to the celebration. So I just want to encourage you, you can pay us money. We're kind of telling you, and again, that's fine. We want to work with people that are the right people. But if that's not your cup of tea, please do this stuff anyway, right? We'd love to hold your hand and help you through it. But if you're not get our help, you still do it, right? So the stuff that we do with you, we're just telling you how to do it on your own if you have to. And it is a habit. Once you get used to it, it'll feel good. And you'll be like, one celebration, I got 100 I want to go over, which is okay. All right, go ahead, Suzanne.
So imagine how that's impacting your day. Because now you're concentrating, pardon?
And the people around your day.
Yeah. Now you're concentrating on the good stuff, and all of a sudden people are almost magnetically attracted to you, and they don't know why, but there's some kind of positivity vibe coming from you, right? People want to be around that.
For sure. 1,000%. Part of the reason you just defined, Suzanne, I think why we as a team, both people that you work with and our clients, are attracted to Suzanne. I know whatever's going on, and some, we perceive some of it as quote unquote bad and some of it is good. Suzanne's always got a way to put it that makes me go, yeah, that makes sense. I think that's really effective. And there's no way she could do that for our team and our clients if she didn't do it for Suzanne first, right? Like, there's no way she's super negative, but like fakes it for the rest of us. So guys, gals, certainly most of you listening want to have a team and lead a team. And if you don't get this for you, your team is really, and even if you're not, well, at the point you're leading a team, you probably have a family, people that you live with that depend on you, and you bring in that whatever energy you bring is going to have an effect. So this is the big leagues, kids. All right. I've been talking too much. Let's wrap this thing up. What are we missing? How many steps are we going?
Okay. We can't make this into two podcasts, so I'm going to have to talk quick. Okay. Number four is, to affirm a great night's sleep. Do that in the evening. You are setting the tone for the evening. I will have a great night's sleep. I will wake up well rested at, and name the time. And then set your alarm for not an alarm that goes ding, 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 but an alarm that's beautiful music so that you wake up right. And then now let's skip quickly into morning routine. Super easy. Morning routine, your alarm is going off. Get yourself out of bed. Many, many times we'll lay in bed and we'll be like, oh, I don't want to get up. Oh, this bad thing is going to happen. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I have to do, right? No, get yourself up out of bed so that you can say, hey, I'm up. You don't have to start your day with, oh, I slept in 10 extra minutes or half an hour. And, you know, it feels bad. When you set your alarm, set it with half an hour of you time in the morning. Before you have to start, and we're not including the shower and the breakfast. This is half an hour of time to be able to read something motivational, to be able to write your gratitudes. Whatever it is that you choose to do with your half an hour of time, it's you time. Okay, and then I want you to also say your affirmation again. That positive affirmation to say, this is going to be a great day. I'm going to look for, how about just affirming, I'm going to look for the great things in today. It's going to make nighttime a whole lot easier when you have great things to think about, right? And then you're ready to go to start on your top three things.
All right. I've got one last comment. Guys, gals, this would be an episode that would be super easy to listen to and go, one of two things, both will kill you. One, that all sounds frou-frou. I just want to know how to get more clients. And it's like, guys, gals, I promise you, the person that implements these practices is going to be a person that attracts the right people to him or herself. Clients, employees, spouses, anyone in your life, that anything you need in your life is going to typically come from another human, whether it's an employee, a customer, money, validation, anything. It's relational. And I promise you, it's impossible to do this routine or these practices for a month and not increase the caliber of people that you attract. So please don't do that.
And it will also increase the success in your day. Because now all of a sudden you've got a positive mindset. Remember, this is a habit. Not everybody has the habit of thinking in a positive mind frame, of doing these things. They're easy to do, they're easy not to do. So number one, we're thinking more positively. And number two, we're more focused because not everything's in a jumble in our head. We can actually, if our goal is to hire more employees or to attract more clients, we can focus on those things. Ta-da.
Imagine that. So all that's the case. Second thing is, it'd be easy to, here's what most of you are going to do, and this breaks my heart, is you'll go, that was great. I'm going to do it, but we're in a hustle. You might be working out or in a car, and use that as an excuse of, oh, I'll write this down or kind of do something later. I would really encourage y'all, take a moment. Tracy said it. I don't know if she said it first. I heard it from her first. Never leave the scene of a decision without an action, right? So if this is important to you, you're like, yeah, I want the benefits that they're talking about. I believe that this is at least worth testing, right? It's easy to do. And by the way, it doesn't feel bad, right? This feels great. It's all you're going to do and go, work or not, you're not going to do it. Go, I felt terrible. You know, I at least felt better, right? Even whether it helped or not, I think this will be transformational, but just the cost is so low. But make sure you take some action. So stop what you're doing, write it down, put a reminder on your phone, whatever that looks like for you. Your action can be your action. For those of you that are like, this is making sense. Where's this Suzanne and all my daggum? I need this. I need some more of this kind of stuff in my life. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. All the resources that we offer. I don't think there's anything for sale anymore on that site. Certainly not right on the main page, but there are over 600 podcasts. There are the free masterclass you can sign up for. We got a 15,000 person Facebook group. So not only are there the tools that you need to kind of get the results that you want, make more money and have more freedom and have a better team and all that sort of stuff, but more importantly, the tools to get the results that we're talking about as a human, like what Suzanne's talking about, where my life has improved. I get so excited, not about, oh, I went from a million to 2 million, but from my relationship with my spouse is better. I have more time with my kids. I feel better about life. I don't hate my business anymore, right? So growmycleaningcompany.com has all the tools for that. Suzanne, we're going to let you close this out. Parting words of wisdom, young lady.
Parting words are, don't let the monkey, the seemingly intelligent brain, say, I don't need to do this.
Hate that guy. That absolutely. Just
give it. I don't have time, or I don't have time to do this. Yeah. Just do it. Just do it, okay?
You try it for him. Because you're not doing stuff like this. It's like chicken and the egg type of thing. All right. Clean Nation, you guys are amazing. Thanks for hanging out. I'm already looking forward to the fear episode that we'll make sure happens quickly. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com has all the resources you need. First and foremost, to be a better entrepreneur. And second, to do all the things that you want to do. We'll see you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.